Diddy's in the news.
Okay, oh, we'll get into that. Pause. But I forgot all about the Diddy. Yeah. The Diddy the Diddle.
The P-Diddler.
Oh, my God. Diddle gosh. The Belt.
Have you heard 50 Cent comments?
Hold on. Wait, pause.
Bro, or...
Welcome back to Fives the Crowd. Let me quickly introduce the table. We're off to a hot start. We got Zach.
Hola.
Tony.
Hey.
Chris.
Hello.
Cam.
Hi.
And myself, Austin. And today we're just going to hang out, talk about what's in the news, throw in some random facts, catch up. And I think we should definitely expand on the diddler.
The diddlered.
All the diddles.
What's the Kesha?
Woke up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Gross. Kesha's gross too then.
Right? I saw the meme where, you know the meme with the little Muppet where his eyes are kind of like looking around? It's like shows that Kesha song and then it just shows him like.
Like,
is it
that gross. Aged like?
Is that like Beaker milk. Or whatever?
Like,
no, it's milk. The one with like, it's not one of the.
It's a monkey, in yeah. like a green shirt.
Monkey,
and it's usually the two pictures, one with the eyes looking straight. And,
have you seen the video? I think it's of Mike Tyson sitting on the couch with P. Diddy at like an interview, and he literally grabs his hand, puts it on his own lap, and like moves over.
Mike Tyson.
Yes. Yes.
Bro,
what? Like P. Diddy's hand was just weirdly
can
on
you
the side.
Find that? Okay, because that and also like, that's ew. Also something we could talk about is Jake Paul versus
when
Mike
is that
Tyson.
Fight?
It's July something. I think it's July 10th.
It's the day he dies.
Should we take?
I really hope it's.
What do you think's gonna happen?
Oh, dude!
Right there. He's like, let me move that over. Let me scooch a little bit.
Oh
no
my gosh!
Way. Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, we'll do it again.
Let's see.
Just keep your hands to yourself, you little creep. Can you imagine if Mike Tyson just freaking hooked him right there? Bam!
We wouldn't have any news.
Oh, my God.
There'd be a lot of children that didn't need therapy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sorry, I don't really know all that much about P. Diddly. Sorry, I have to.
P. Diddler.
Right? I can't give him respect
P.
to his name.
Stuff.
Dude's dirty.
He's
sick. And his music sucked.
We got
what
the,
was
just saying that
Puff Daddy. I was like, what
Puff
was his
Daddy.
Name before?
But yeah, Puff why, Daddy. Yeah, why did he go to Diddy?
Probably because they stopped like, calling him Daddy.
Okay.
Our hearts go out to all those involved in this heinous act.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes,
for we sure. make fun to cope.
What was really shocking? So here's sorry, frog in the throat. Or that was weird. I don't know much about this other than when the news kind of broke. It shared who the first two artists that were kind of like taken advantage of in the very first scenario, and one of them was. Oh my gosh, I can't even think of his name.
Justin Bieber?
Yeah, wasn't it?
Well, Justin Bieber was one.
I don't think it came out,
them.
But like
Bieber was one.
Like for right. sure. You've seen those awkward videos, haven't
Meek,
you?
Meek Mills was the other, and then there was a third
Cassandra
guy.
Cassandra Cassie Ventura, is that? Filed a lawsuit in 2023 alleging that she was trafficked
by
and other
Coombs?
Terrible things by
oh
Combs.
Oh my gosh.
On Have many you occasions over 10 years ago.
Have you seen the video of when they actually raided it and there's that guy in like underwear and a bra or something.
What?
Yeah. What? Oh yeah. My gosh. There's more of this than I even imagined.
Oh, you got to look up that video. It's crazy.
Oh my
Wait,
God.
Hold on.
He's work. Like, I'm famous. I'm famous.
And he was in.
I'm a celebrity.
House.
Yeah. Yeah. He
was oh my God.
Oh, Usher. That was the other guy.
What? Usher?
Dude, Usher and Meek Mills both got diddled by the diddler.
Oh, dang,
Jeez.
Dude.
Can you imagine?
Gross.
Hollywood is so disgusting.
I can't believe music, that dude's worth like $1 billion.
Not anymore.
National debt's not
Take
going
him down,
down
baby. Take him down. Yeah. Seize his assets.
I just
Bigger
remember
tax
when,
returns.
When all this exploded, it was talking about how all of a sudden his jet was tracked leaving the country the day his house was raided.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He got a tip for sure.
Well, they found hundreds of hidden cameras in his homes.
Hundreds?
Hundreds.
Oh my gosh.
What a freak.
That is crazy.
Weren't sure. him and Jennifer Lopez a thing for a while?
Oh. Jennifer Lopez.
Well, 50 Cent said, he was like, hey, you don't stay at these parties after midnight or something. And then some of his comments, I can't even think of them off the top of my head, but he's Guy's a savage.
Dude, 50 Cent hates Diddy.
No.
Hates him. And
that's
because
he's a real gangster.
He's been calling him on it for years.
Diddy's a...
Because there was some, there was like, when the news broke, he's like, I told y'all. He's like, I told you. None of you guys wanted to listen.
Oh.
Yeah. And like the comments when the news broke on one of the outlets that was like probably Instagram, if I'm being honest. The comments were like, oh, 50 Cent's going to have a heyday. just talking all the ish. Oh, I love
50
it.
50 Cent is dragging Diddy on Instagram. He posted... Now, it's not Diddy do it. It's Diddy done. They don't come like that unless they got a case. Diddy do it.
Dude, he's freaking awesome.
Oh.
It's Diddy
my
done.
My gosh. you know he's like sitting on his couch just slapping his knee like, oh, this is great.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
I got him with this one. I got him.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
funny.
Oh, what's that one? That one's Tyson.
That, isn't it?
That's Tyson. No.
That's not Tyson. Tyson.
That's not?
No, he doesn't have the tat.
Oh, what's that on the side of his face?
G-Unit Shadow? Film and television proceeds from this documentary. So it's some documentary.
Oh, dang.
Diddy, the untitled Diddy documentary is in development through G-Unit Film Television with Curtis 50 Cent Jackson serving as executive producer. So he's making a film about it. Oh, wow.
I saw that all the proceeds are going to the victims, yeah, too, which is awesome.
That's pretty cool, yeah, bro. He's a cool gangster.
G-Unit is supporting the, yeah, victims.
G-Unit?
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Diddy done.
Diddy done.
Not Diddy do it. Diddy done. Oh, my gosh.
So, on to Mike Tyson. Because that, I mean, I very rarely get suckered into the news, like newspaper headlines, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like breaking news. But I don't know why, but I am so obsessed.
Dude, me too.
With the fight.
I'm diving into the shallow end of the pool on this
one. Oh, dude, I love it.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for the old guy. You know what I mean?
You should host.
I saw a thing that...
heck yeah, dude.
You should host it.
You want me to host it?
Yeah, dude.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah. We'll pitch in.
It's free. I think it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. What?
Let's do it. It's
on
July 20th.
Have you seen him training?
Yes.
Yes.
Dude.
It's terrifying.
Comparing the two, too. Like showing Jake Paul train and him train.
Oh, have you seen the ones where it's like Mike Tyson at 16 years old, and it shows him still boxing. Yeah. And then it's like Jake Paul at 16 years old, and he's like dancing in his room or something.
Dude, he was on Disney Channel.
Well, is that what it was?
Yeah. He was on some dumb show on Disney Channel.
I'm not big into boxing.
He was talking to him. He did it. YouTube video in his bedroom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. No, yeah, yeah. But he was, I'm saying he was on Disney Channel. Like one random show that wasn't that popular.
Was he really?
Like, I'm not a huge boxing fan, but like, so you know, you've heard of Customato. He's like the trainer.
Yes.
Like, legendary trainer.
Yeah.
He's the one who trained Mike Tyson, and like, he did like hypnosis with him. Like, that's why he was just a murderer. Like, he killed.
Jeez.
Like, yeah. Did you see the one where, like, they're training some other boxer, and the guy's got the pads and stuff, and then Mike Tyson's like, no, let me show you. And he moves the boxer out of the way, and the guy with the pads is like...
his eyes like, go from this to...
Like saucers.
It's so crazy.
He was so scared.
Because he can be so docile, like, hey, guys, let me, you know, just all good. And then when he gets in, like, that fighting mode, you're just like, that guy's going to eat people.
Dude,
again.
Dude. Well, in his prime, like, he was terrifying.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you see that interview where he was talking and I think it was on a podcast and the host, Mike Tyson was visiting someone else and he was like, you know, it's so crazy because he mentions that. No. He's like, it's crazy how you can be so soft. And when someone said, dude, it was like, it flipped a switch. He was like, F you, F this. Like it looked like he was going to kill him.
For being called soft?
Yeah. He like, I don't know what it was, but that was a trigger word for him. He just did not like it.
But, Go. I was just going to say, I saw a thing saying that Mike Tyson was quoted saying, this isn't going to be an exhibition fight, or it's not going to be an exhibition. It's a fight. Yeah. It's just like, oh, I hope so.
So
yeah, no dancing around the ring and being lame.
Do you want to know why? This is actually like
the problem child is his nickname.
Yeah. This is what I absolutely hate. And here's the thing. I haven't actually been able to find this online where he's actually saying it. I don't know where he said it. So it's just something I saw circulating around on my personal feed. But Mike Tyson responded to a comment that Jake Paul said. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
No.
And like I said, this might be satirical. I'm not sure. But from what it sounds like it's true. But Jake Paul came out and said, maybe I should give some backstory. So Mike Tyson had a daughter who passed away tragically at the age of 4. Mm. And Jake Paul said, I'm going to bury you next to your daughter.
Oh, my gosh.
And after that, it was like he just started seeing red. And Tyson's like, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping, man. I hope we held a candlelight vigil for Jake Paul after the fight. It was fun while it lasted.
Bro, I hope he knocks an eye out or something.
My biggest thing is I just hope this isn't for the clicks. You know, I hope.
Well,
I hope it's a legitimate.
It's for the money.
Well, here's that's what I like.
Here's the thing. I think 100% Jake Paul's doing everything he's doing for the clicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think Mike Tyson's old school and doesn't give a crap about that.
Yeah.
So,
well, he's already got everything.
Exactly. Even though Jake Paul's in there like taunting him and stuff, and he thinks, oh, it's, you know, it's just business. You know, it's nothing personal. You know, that same old trope that's in every movie. Like, I think Tyson's going to be like, no, dude. Like, you need to learn real world consequences.
You're dead.
I picture the alley fight scene in Yes Man with Jim Carrey. When he's like, come on, let's give him a show. And he's like, you know, he's drunk out of all, yeah, whatever. And he's got, that guy wants to like rip his head off in the alleyway. Do you remember the scene?
Yeah.
And he's like, come on, like, let's whatever. I can't remember what he says, but it's like, I just picture like Jake coming into the ring and just doing that. It's like, all right, Mike, let's give him a show. And then Mike just, F you. I don't know.
Well, and it's also like, you look at Jake Paul and all of his, like, he's been in 10 competitive fights, mostly against former UFC stars. So he picks
not
fights.
Not even boxers.
He picks fights with people who are either retired or out of practice.
And
for
I heard
years.
The rules were weird, like when he would fight.
Well, because he's probably afraid of
dying. It was
also
like they had to wear headgear in some of them, or maybe that was a Logan Paul fight.
Heavier.
Thicker mitts.
I think so. I think it was like heavier mitts or gloves.
Which I don't know if you want to give heavier mitts.
Those big inflatable ones that slip on your
sock and boppers. Yeah. That's what I got to use.
I just want him to say when he knocks him out, be like, everybody has a plan. It's like a punch in the face.
right? Come out and say that again.
Dude, I hope he takes him down in the first round.
Yeah. But the other side of things is like, man, what if? What if?
True. There's always a chance.
It's never zero. I hope not.
Well, then he's going to be beating up an elderly man.
Right.
So
who was it that was saying that? There was I saw an interview. Oh, shoot. Who was it? I saw an interview on a podcast. I can't remember where it was now. Huh. But they were talking about that. They're like, honestly, the way I see it is it's a lose-lose situation. Oh, they were interviewing Shaquille O'Neal.
Okay.
And I can't remember what the podcast was or why it was even a topic, but yeah, Shaquille O'Neal said, he was like, honestly, it's a lose-lose situation for Jake because either A, he gets his ass handed to him, or B, he's beating up an elderly. Like, there's no positive outcome.
Shaq better hide. don't let Tyson. He's like, Tyson here?
What's he going to do, punch him in the stomach? Gosh, that dude's so tall.
Oh, dude, he's huge.
I don't know, man. I hope he just levels up. I hope Mike Tyson does to Jake Paul what Eminem did to MGK.
Yeah. Makes him change genres.
Yeah, dude.
Comes out with pink hair and he's doing like ballet or something.
Yes.
Comes a dog walker.
Like, it's just like that. It's not the underdog. Because you can't really call it the underdog when Mike Tyson's literally one of the world's best the best boxers the world has ever seen, right? Yeah. But it's that you're rooting for the it's not, I don't want to call him an elderly, but he is older.
The comeback.
It's almost just like you're rooting for the
experienced guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the GOAT. You're rooting for the GOAT. Yeah. Because same thing with Eminem versus MGK is like, you can't fight with the GOAT, man. Like you can't.
It's like the classic versus the
new age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, so crazy.
I want to watch it.
Oh, dude, I do too. We should have a little party.
It'd be cool.
It'd be fun.
Watch this be like Netflix's first pay-per-view.
It's the first 10 minutes.
Well, it is technically. You're paying a monthly subscription.
True. True. But I mean like Disney style, yeah, where you pay on top of your monthly subscription.
Oh, I got a thing saying that I could pay to reserve a copy of the new Godzilla. What was that on?
It
was
reserve like, where?
You reserve it to buy it when it comes out. So you pay for it.
A pre-order?
You pre-order it.
Well, yeah, but it's...
But they you pay worded, for the pre-order?
They worded it weird. Hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm nuts.
Yeah, pre-orders don't make sense anymore.
It doesn't.
There's like no benefits.
Does Disney Plus still do that?
Copies?
No. No.
Like, digital.
And like even if I buy it after the pre-order, I still get the same perks.
Right.
Like, right?
Like what's the point?
Yeah.
Well, gosh, half of the games that I wanted during Christmas time are now on Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah.
That's frustrating.
Dude, and honestly, games go on sale almost like a month after they come out.
Huh.
By like 20-25% at least.
You think it's an attention span thing?
But it's got to be.
Well, I don't even know. What the heck was I just going to say? Shoot. Oh, we were talking. I think it was you and I. We were talking about how digital content is terrifying because you never truly own it.
Mm-hmm.
So like you pay for it. But then all of a sudden they could just take it away.
It's sitting on a server somewhere that you have no control over. Yeah. And if they're like, we're going to clear these out because we need space for other stuff.
Yeah.
There so goes the, something you supposedly owned.
The cloud's a lie?
No, it's true. It's the
rain.
The eternity of the cloud that's a lie.
Oh. Yeah. I don't like it. I do, but I don't. It's very convenient.
That's why I need to be better at making like photo albums.
Cloud?
Yeah,
like right. At, like legitimate
handheld, like paper,
like the old school photo albums where you're flipping through the pages, looking at childhood memories.
Oh, family. It's so much better,
right?
There's something nostalgic about holding it in your hands,
mm-hmm.
Or like maybe not nostalgic, maybe that's not the right term, but like you connect with it more,
sentimental.
Yeah,
yeah, a deeper connection.
The funny thing is there's services like Google Photos. They actually make it really easy for you to make photo albums. But I've never used the service.
Yeah.
Because you just go through and click the photos you want in it. But it's almost like I'm paralyzed by choice because I take billions of photos.
Did you see that object that was circling the moon during the eclipse?
What
you talking about?
Look it up. It was like a surfboard shaped.
Silver Surfer? Shaped?
I thought that too.
That's what I thought too.
That's exactly what I thought.
Get out.
Yeah.
Silver Surfer.
Trying
going
to say
the moon?
It was another satellite, but I doubt it.
Why would it be going around the moon?
During the eclipse, they saw it.
No way. Yeah. For real?
Yeah. Object. Circling.
Speaking of Silver Surfer, did you see they casted a female to play Silver Surfer?
Yeah, what? It looks stupid.
Yeah. But, I mean, in their defense, there is a female Silver Surfer in the comic books, though.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like his wife or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. But it's like, how are you going to bring up his wife and not bring him?
They're separated right now.
Yep.
They were on a break.
It's complicated.
Oh, man. Say object in front of moon found during solar eclipse.
Dude, I'm so bummed we didn't get to see the solar eclipse appear.
Right? I saw a tiny bit. I took a cool picture.
did we have the, what do they call that when it actually passes like perfect?
We had a total eclipse.
We had a total eclipse.
Yeah, that's when I went down.
That was in 2007, wasn't it?
No.
I think I was working at my
last
previous
year. Yeah, a year or two ago. Yeah,
that was last year.
Because we were still living in Roy.
No, this happened
when
I've been living in. I was went down to St. George.
I want to say it was about a year ago. Everybody went down to.
Well, then
Nephi.
What was the one that was like maybe.
Wasn't Nephi
was.
I'm with you.
The
there
path.
Was one about 7 years ago.
Yes. It wasn't that long ago.
Maybe six? Because it was when I was working at Instructure.
Yeah. Because I was going to say Jenny was still working too. Because I remember me me, Brindley, and Jude all sat out front. And it's when people were going crazy for those paper glasses to watch it.
Yeah.
And
they were selling out everywhere.
Dude, Warby Parker gave them out for free.
Did they?
Really? Warby Parker over.
But that was the one where you could go up to Idaho, like parts in Idaho, and it got dark enough that the stars became visible and different things. My in-laws drove up.
I'm bummed we didn't get to.
Where is it?
To see it. Because even at my old job, when we saw it, it wasn't. I don't know if it was like perfect. Like, I don't think it was. I think it was still. I don't think we had a total eclipse here. I think you did have to drive a little distance. But they were saying the next one is like 20 years from now.
44, yeah.
That's crazy. If I'd have known that, I would have made a better effort to actually go see it.
You had to go like way down south.
I remember it. Yeah. It was on my birthday.
Last year?
Yeah. I remember in elementary school there was a solar eclipse because they let us all go outside. We learned how to like make the
thing pinhole. Where you
make a pinhole in a piece of cardboard or something, and you can watch it.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we all went outside during class and watched it.
It's like totality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of going outside to watch it, my sister-in-law, she's a teacher. She said that her school wasn't going to – they were forcing the kids to have an indoor recess during that hour of the eclipse because they didn't want kids looking up at the sun. Oh,
burning their eyes?
Yeah.
Smart.
I think smart, but I don't. Like, I'm like – I just don't think
how we
kids –
That's how we build pansies.
With good eyesight.
Yeah. What's it good for if you're not going to do anything?
I saw this post, and it was saying that there's guesstimates that it cost the U.S. economy like $80 million when the solar eclipse happened because everyone stopped working to go out to view it. And the comment underneath it was, this is the problem with the workforce in America is you can't even take time to enjoy the rare moments in nature.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw that.
And it's like, isn't that true? Is like they're so focused on the money that we lost versus the experience that everyone gained.
How much money do we lose on the weekends then?
Right.
Get a grip.
I saw something like that where they were saying, gosh, what was it? If like they could make it a worldwide day. Or not even a day, like even just like an hour where everybody just shut down. Mm. Nothing happened for just an hour. Like, could you imagine?
Like a siesta?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should take siestas every day.
I would love a siesta every
day. I think it's necessary.
It'd be great.
Is it optional?
No.
Chris is out
for people like you.
Chris is out there like, and then it's like, ding, ding, ding. Just gonna lay down here by the car.
Police officer shows up. Sir, you need to take a nap.
I get a felony for not taking a nap.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we should do. We should have a president that makes it illegal for you to not take a nap. Siesta mandatory every day.
Every day. The sleep police. I'd be on that squad.
But then they'd be.
We run around with trink guns. Hey, you, what? Ha! You said what? You should be asleep.
You have like a 15.
Chris, you asleep yet? Yeah.
Said this to you.
Yeah.
You have like a 30-second window when that hour hits to lay down and get comfortable. Otherwise, the sleep police.
I'd be so effed.
Yeah, dude.
You're like,
we would
like,
just follow
right
you.
Right in the middle of this. I'm almost done. Ow! Oh!
Speaking of, have you guys watched Fallout yet?
No.
It's good.
The movie came out?
The show. It's a series.
Oh, it's a series? Oh,
dude, it's good. It's way good.
What are you sharing over there?
I say that
surfboard.
Yeah, shit. Message it to me.
Oh,
yeah. Message the link. Okay. There's a scene where the girl that comes out of the vault is talking to the ghoul, and she shoots him with a trank dart, and he looks at it, and he's like, honey. That is a small drop in what is a large, large bucket of drugs. And he just pulls it out.
So what's the... I'm getting the two mixed up. Because what's the other video game movie coming out?
Oh, Borderlands.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a movie, Borderlands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that this the one with where Prime. Jack Black is the voice of the Clap robot?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That one's good.
See, I get that one mixed up with Fallout because aren't they both like post-apocalyptic?
Yes. Yeah.
Kind of. Okay.
Yeah.
I was with you. I was like, serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Oh, weird.
Oh, you got a video?
Weird.
Got a video of the Silver Surfer?
It looks like it's a picture.
A picture? Oops. We're going to try the Hindustan Times.
Where are you finding this stuff?
I don't know, man.
Hindustan? Is that even a freaking... That's not even a place. What is that, next to Narnia? Hindustan.
I'm not good at this.
What is that?
This source might not be credible.
What do you think?
I don't know. That looks legit.
This NASA picture of mysterious surfboard-shaped object orbiting the moon actually shows. Look at that.
So can we actually find that photo from NASA? Then I'd believe it.
I mean, it just looks like it's an Indian website.
It does.
Not a Hindu?
Them Indians.
What's I'm that?
That's Indian.
I know.
What's that? Daily India. Mail. Is the Daily Mail? I could.
Yeah, Daily Mail.
What's the website from Transformers 2? His college roommate has that website where he tries to hurry and post like sightings of the Transformers and things.
I don't know.
I don't remember what it's called.
That's what this reminds me of, though. Like, just people. I don't know.
Okay.
Because then the other one guy, he's got his robo warrior.
Yeah, something like that.
More I think I know, the more dumber I am. I realize. There you go.
That's not true.
No, I mean, that one's a... Wait, what? Is this a different picture? I don't see anything in
it. They blurred it out.
What is? There's nothing in that square.
That's where it's at?
There it is.
How do they not know that's something on the lens?
So are they just like crazy zoomed in?
They have to be.
To this section, which gives us this.
They're in cloaking mode.
That looks like a shadow. Like something's like standing up.
Oh, yeah. That's what I see too.
What is that?
Wait, where's the shadow?
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
It's very pixelated.
There it is. Who would have saw
that's
that?
That's just a glitch.
No, it's an alien.
It's a scratch on the camera.
Stop. Yeah.
It's a hair. It's just a hair.
I don't want to believe so bad.
I think you're reaching there, bud. I did see, though, and this also might be satire, I did see, like, some either NASA or someone actually saw a planet that had city lights.
Oh, I heard about that.
I've heard that too.
Now that is creepy.
It's like a long way away.
Yeah.
On remote planet.
Let's see. City lights of the Americas.
Signs of yeah.
I saw Aurora. Kind of a eerie video. It was a video from one of our satellites during the solar eclipse, and it was showing the shadow on the Earth.
It looked
creepy because there was just this black spot on the Earth.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty wild.
That was dope. Ew, that's weird looking.
It's the Matrix.
I don't want to be there.
The New York University in Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi.
Abu Dhabi saw it?
Also sounds made up.
Abu Dhabi?
Yeah. I know it's real, but it sounds made up.
I know that. I learned about that as a kid because that's where Garfield would send Nermal.
That's right.
He would box her up and send her to Abu Dhabi.
Poor Nermal. How'd they get that name, by the way? Nermal.
Wasn't the girl cat quite like normal? The gray
one? Yeah. The world's cutest kitty cat.
I'd send her to Abu Dhabi, too.
Well, I came across something really cool.
Okay,
kind of
do share
to give us something a little bit of a context on. Let's see here. I came across this website where you can punch in the date of your birthday to see if you would have been drafted into the Vietnam War.
Oh, I saw that.
Whoa. You saw that too?
The video of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Isn't I had that anxiety. Creepy? I had anxiety. Watch that.
So I didn't realize this. I just thought when America did a draft. It was like everyone from this age go. Like, I just thought that that's how it went.
Okay.
That's not the case.
Okay.
What they do is they lottery.
They went by your zodiac signs.
No.
Oh.
It's so
I don't have one.
It's a lottery sign and a lottery system, and it's almost like bingo.
Oh my gosh.
So they have all the they have the first platoon to go, or you know, like the first, what would you call them? Not
wave.
Platoon, wave. You'd have the first wave of people, the second wave, the third wave, and then next to it they'd have the dates, like the, I don't know if it's estimated, but like dates of when they would ship out. And so in the lottery system, what they would do is they'd have this giant tumbler of balls and they'd pull it out, and on it was a date out of the year. And so if your birthday was on that ball, they would slap you in the next line.
Oh my
and
gosh.
You would fall within that wave. Yeah. And so you would know when you're going to go.
Jeez. So it wasn't like, because I always thought the drafts were more well thought out as far as they made sure you were like, there was a son to carry on your name and blah, blah, blah.
That's just
a
Mulan.
Right? But I guess that's just my ignorance with it.
Well, I do think there are pardons, right? Because you have to fall within a certain age. You also,
like, I thought you couldn't have certain health issues.
So now with the draft number system, isn't it if they pull your number?
What's a number, though?
Your draft? Did you register for?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I hope not.
we're way too old to get drafted
those,
now.
One of those things I signed, I didn't realize.
No, I think I was.
I think I remember that.
Yeah, it's like a requirement for
when you turn 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. 18 was a long time ago.
So Jess asked me, she's like, did you ever register? And I'm like, I don't know.
Selective service?
I have no idea.
You mean, am I a donor? Yeah, I'm a donor.
They never provided me with a pamphlet to fill out, or, you know, or like I never had like a form. I don't know, maybe. And then she started reading through the thing and it's like, oh, well, you used to work for the government. And to work for the government, you had to have enlisted.
Yeah.
It was like a requirement. So I was like, oh, okay, then I'm good. I'm definitely on some website somewhere.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I wanted to see if we would have been drafted. And if so, when?
I saw that my son was.
Oh.
And it like sunk my
soul. Oh, did you do this for you?
No, I watched the video of them. I watched the whole video.
Dude, it is creepy.
Yes, I watched the whole video of them putting the numbers up. And I was like,
so do they
December
go from?
Oh, no. Like, really, I was like, oh, wait, this is a long time ago. But it still like hit me.
Yeah. So do they don't do 365 days, do they? Like January 1 to December 31?
Yeah,
they do. They go all. Oh,
so if you had a February 29th birthday.
Right. So it's randomly, but it's every day of the year. Like they make sure they hit every day.
Well, it's a tumbler system.
Yeah.
So they have so many slots, and then they fill those slots. That's the lottery system.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so.
So say they have, like, you know, 120 slots. They're just going to keep going until they fill all 120
After
slots.
After you do this, I want to know but what that, they say your
they don't know how many,
was of being drafted.
They don't know how many people they would get, though, right?
They wouldn't.
Because you don't know how many people
like if they
born
drew
each day.
March 15th.
I mean, but you also have a birth certificate, and that has to be correlated somewhere.
Yeah, but they didn't have great technology.
I don't know, man. I'm just the
messenger. They were using a bingo machine to do this for crying out loud.
All right, everybody with the birthday B13.
Hey, Siri, pick a random date.
It's on the 13th of any month.
Now they're going to
a random calendar date generator.
Now they're going to check. Now they're going to use ChatGPT.
Oh, there we go. Let's ask old chat.
So wait, can you look up while I do this? Can you figure out how they do the draft now?
Oh, April 15th. Who's screwed?
You in the comments, play along.
Who's going to war?
You can ask chat.
Sweet. Yeah.
So while you do that, Zach.
June 4th.
Get draft number. Here we go. Your draft number was 20 and was called in 1970. If your birthday was one day earlier, your draft number would not have been called.
Oh.
So I would have been the 20th.
on the 20th wave?
Wave?
No,
which wave?
The 20th selected. So that may have been in like the second wave, first wave.
I would have been. I would have identified him being born on June.
So they would 3rd, grab as right? many slots needed to fill that wave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So here, this it gives better synopsis here than probably what I explained. So how the draft worked. During the Vietnam War, young American men faced the possibility of being involuntarily drafted into the military service. But there were many ways to avoid it with certain connections. If you've got the dough, it was said, you don't have to go. As the war went on, selective service requirements, deferments, and exemptions changed in an effort to make the draft appear more fair. One of those changes was the institution of a draft lottery, which gave young men a random number between 1 and 366 corresponding to their birthdays. Lower numbers were called first. The draft lottery did not fix all the inequities of selective service, but it did force young men with low numbers to directly face the prospect of going to war or actively seek a way around being drafted into the active duty. If you had been born in 1950, what would your draft have been? Draft number.
Dang. So, I like how it says 366, so even people born on leap year.
Yeah, those lucky buggers.
Yeah. So, sidebar, because Jess was telling me today in the car, what do they call anxiety, not anxiety, like, oh my gosh, drugs for to make you happy. I can't think of
what. SSRIs?
Yes, SSRIs. What are those called? Antidepressants?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anti-anxiety antidepressants.
Yeah, so SSRIs, they did this study, and if you have like PTSD or like a traumatic experience from when you were young, SSRIs can help. Right. Mm-hmm. But if you were in like a war, like vet or something like that, that where you experienced grueling, like carnage. Traumatic stuff.
Yeah.
And they say SSRIs for whatever reason do not help even in the slightest.
Do you know what to do?
What?
They microdose you on psilocybin.
Really?
So it's not enough.
The mushroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've been having a lot of studies on that, and it's actually been very positive, the results.
Oh, that's
so
amazing.
A microdose isn't, you don't have an hallucination or anything. It just ups your mood and it helps you be able to cope with it.
Wow.
And so it's like a, I don't know. It's like a therapy to be okay. It's crazy. Like wow. I've been doing some research on that. I want to try it.
Well, and the other point that Jess made was that, it's also weird because when you talk about war or you ask a veteran about their war stories, even if they're like out of it, like mentally kind of checked out as they get older, for whatever reason, those memories flood back and it's like they can almost come back to life. It's almost like their brain just makes that switch and they...
It's like a core memory.
Yeah. Jeez. Mm.
Yeah, I can understand why.
Almost kind of like at the end of Coco, you know, when the kid starts playing that song.
And the grandma comes back.
Yeah, dude. Wild. It's crazy. Dude. So, Zach, you're dead. Let's see.
Sounds just about right.
Tony, yours was November...
8th.
8th. Let's see here.
Dun, 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 dun.
Your
dun, dun,
draft dun, dun. Number, 97, was called in 1970. Oh, if your birthday was 3 days earlier, your draft number would not have been called.
Dang.
So you did.
Do not even,
you
not
did,
even the leap
you did.
Years. I mean, at least maybe missing a limb is all.
Let's see. August.
Agent but Orange. Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no legs.
You don't have lungs anymore.
August 19th. Here we go. Drum roll.
Lieutenant Dan, ice cream.
Your draft number was 311, was not called in 1970. If your birthday was just one day earlier, your draft would have been called.
Dang.
Who's this? You?
Me. So I was safe. Chris?
October 14th.
October. You said you have done this?
Yeah, but I'm going to let you do it.
Okay. Your draft number was 294.
Mm-hmm.
Was not called in 1970. Mm-hmm. If your birthday was one day earlier, your draft number would have been called.
Mm-hmm.
We safe. We alive. And Cameron.
May 27th.
May 27. Your draft number was 296. and was not called.
In yeah!
You and me, man.
We're both dead.
Speak for yourself. I'm coming home with medals.
In your hips?
Hey, medals are medals.
If your birthday...
like, I got medals from war. Really?
Yeah, what'd you get them for? From an enemy grenade.
Like, what'd you get them for? For looking the wrong way.
Have you seen some of those terrifying Vietnam War traps?
Yes.
Oh,
bro,
gross,
they are,
man,
haunting.
Yeah.
It's fun fact, if your birthday was just 3 days earlier, you would have been called.
So you had a safe little
I had a good cushion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have been sweating bullets, dude.
Whew. Gosh. So was it only in 1970 they did the draft?
I also want to say it was 1969?
I don't know.
Nice.
I don't know.
What?
I just said nice.
Oh.
Nice.
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 But as of, what is it? As of January 2022, which was when last ChatGPT was updated, their Selective Service was not currently in effect. However, the Selective Service system, which is responsible for maintaining information on potential draftees in case of draft, is reinstated. Wait, what did that say? However, the selection service system, which is responsible, was reinstated. So the system was reinstated to keep information, which requires most male U.S. citizens and male immigrant non-citizens aged 18 to 25 to register with Selective Services within 30 days of their 18th birthday. If a draft were to be reinstated, the selection service would conduct a lottery to determine the order in which individuals would be called to military service. And then depending on age, health, or conscientious objection, they could be exempted.
What is that?
I think it's if you're like, nah, and they're like, okay.
I don't know if I sent this to the full group, but did you see that one about the military man who, I want to say he's in the army, but he started saying he was female. And so he got all perks. He got all these crazy perks to saying he was female. He got like his own house. he got like
higher pay,
maternity leave, like all these crazy perks for claiming to be a woman. It was nuts. Anyway,
impressive.
Yeah, he got his own house, so he had his own shower.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, because in the dorms or whatever, military housing, they all had to share a shower, and he got his own house with his own shower.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
And then it also goes in even into his, like, retirement, I want to say. He gets, like, a higher pension and all this stuff.
What?
Because women, military women get paid more, supposedly. I don't know. That's just what the video showed.
I don't know.
You mean it's the men making 70 cents on the dollar?
My, how the turntables. Okay, you do one of your facts. I'm going to go figure out these papers real quick because we got something fun to do here in just a sec.
Right, right.
So
oh, boy.
I got just some random shower thoughts.
Think a lot in the shower?
Sure.
Okay. Same.
This one was... most people can eat the same breakfast weeks in a row without complaint, but the same dinner for weeks? Now that's insanity.
100% agree.
Dude,
I've been eating the same thing since last May for breakfast, yeah. But I hate eating more than like the same dinner more than twice in a row.
Yeah.
That, I mean...
that's so weird.
So we made an overabundance of steak last week.
Uh-huh.
And so we used the steak throughout the week in like all kinds of different meals. And it was delicious. But then Jess was like, today, do you want to make steak? I'm like, no, I'm steaked out.
Yeah. You're like, nah.
And she's like,
that's un-American.
She's like, me too. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's do something different.
Let's ruin a different form of meat.
It goes to show, you know, the classic get to know you question where it's like, if you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be? It's like, man, I can't even go a week.
Yeah.
It'd be breakfast.
Eggs.
It'd be breakfast.
Eggs, bacon, toast.
Yep.
I could eat that every day, no problem.
Oh, yes.
What's yours, Zach?
What did you say gross for?
You're saying gross to there, so what's yours?
That I could eat every day?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd be more of a dinner guy than a breakfast guy.
Really?
It's because you're eating the wrong breakfast.
well, I can't really eat eggs anymore, so there's...
Why?
Yeah, I'm with that. I can't eat eggs either.
I've got an intolerance to them.
No, what? You don't.
Is it store-bought eggs?
It's any eggs. It's like, and it can be cooked into things, but if it's like straight eggs...
Have you ever tried Farm Fresh?
Yes.
Have you tried my Farm
Fresh? I've tried every sort of egg. If I have just regular plain eggs cooked anyway, they upset my stomach.
Do you know why?
Really bad.
Yeah, I could. That's me,
I've
too.
I've gone to a bunch of doctors.
Eggs upset your tummy, yeah. Tom?
But it's weird because it's like if they're baked into something.
Yeah, I can go have a cake or brownies or that's like anything that they're cooked into. Like I've even had French toast. French toast, I'm usually pretty good. Depends in.
What about egg whites? Try taking
the egg. I had a deviled egg. I had a deviled egg the other, or I think this was Easter. And yeah, one deviled egg upset me. I was like down for the night.
Me too, because it made me eat 20 more.
Yes. Yes. They're so good, dude.
We love eggs. They're so good.
Now, do you bite a deviled egg in half or do you shove the whole thing in?
The whole thing.
Yeah, you gotta, every time. It's a, yeah, dude. It's like a delivery service.
Yep. You're just like, ow.
That's... I'm not an animal.
Right? I'm just saying.
Here's a shower
thought.
Can't
ruin a perfectly good Easter egg or a deviled egg.
Here's a shower thought that kind of blew my mind. If the oldest person on Earth is 116 years old, then 117 years ago, there was a completely different set of human beings on Earth.
Yeah. We kind of touched base on that with saying like they're three people ago or whatever when we were talking about.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, sidebar. Is it blasphemous to have deviled eggs on Easter?
No.
No, because you're eating
them. Yeah. We're eating the devil, taking him down a peg. Doing the Lord's work.
What are you doing, honey? I'm doing the Lord's work. Eating all these deviled eggs.
I'm freeing this earth from sin.
Here's another one. Everyone,
have to purge later.
Everyone actually has three voices. The one in your head.
Yep.
The one you hear when you talk. Yeah. And the one that everyone else hears when you talk.
That's actually a Japanese like philosophy.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it's called.
Have you guys gotten used to hearing your own voice now?
I still don't like it.
Well, that doesn't it doesn't matter if you like it. Have you gotten used to it?
Yeah, I'm used to it.
Okay.
A little bit.
I now, do you, now because we podcast and you can hear it in your ear simultaneously, has it... Have you, like, you've come used to it, but is it shocking at all when you hear it elsewhere? Like, when you hear it play back through a speaker?
Because now it sounds like my regular voice in here, but when I listen to it after, I'm like, I sound like an idiot.
It's not the same voice to you anymore?
No.
I know the one thing I have not gotten used to that comes out of my own voice is my laugh. I hate my laugh.
Me too.
Aww. Oh, dude, I love your laugh. I'm just kidding. That's one of my favorite qualities of you.
Your laugh is my favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So good.
It makes me laugh when I listen to podcasts.
I love you your laugh, dude.
When I go back and re-listen to our episodes, and then I do that, I'm like, oh, my gosh, shut up.
No, man. Like, I love
not
you
at
so
all, dude.
That's my favorite thing about you. Is your laugh.
Hey, no, don't you steal that from me.
No,
you
said I was going to say it first. I was going to say it first.
No, you weren't.
No,
you said voices, right?
Yes. No, you were.
The Japanese thing is faces. So same idea.
Okay.
The first face is the face you show the world, diplomatic and perfect. The second face is the one you show to your close friends and family, semi-real but not the truest. The third face, we never show anyone. It is the truest reflection of who we are.
I show it to Lisa.
You don't, though. Mm-hmm. You don't. You look like the Grinch.
That reminds me of maybe I said that.
That's more like Cindy Lou Who's dead. He's got no chin.
Oh, why did I just give me the shakes? That was weird.
Because you imagined it, you're like,
oh man, I just gave myself whiplash. Ooh, that was weird. All right, so because Mother's Day is coming up, I thought of a fun little game for us to play.
Okay.
Are we doing this on this one?
Yeah, because we don't have kid stories.
I've got
to make that one a full podcast.
All right.
So we were going to make this a full podcast and try and share funny kid stories, but none of us did our research. But this is going to be awesome. So Jess asked all of our wives, I guess your wives, all of your wives.
Oh, dear.
What they would view as a... pinnacle Mother's Day, like what they would wish for on Mother's Day, what would be the ultimate Mother's Day to them.
Oh crap.
So they gave, so Jess took out their names, probably rewrote them a little bit to, so there's no any, not any words that would give it away, but we have to try and figure out whose wife would pick like this to be their perfect
date. Okay, this is going to be easier than I thought.
Okay.
You think?
Yeah. I thought we were going to have to come out of nowhere and make up our own.
My wife lied about it.
I was going to answer this like the girl on Miss Congeniality.
That's her no face.
Like, she doesn't name the perfect, no, name the perfect date. I would say April 15th.
Not too hot.
That's the second time that date's come up today.
Lisa, you lied.
Monday.
That's the same one that ChatGPT gave us.
Oh, yeah, but it's
April
15th.
Oh, da-da-da-da.
Weird. Maybe ChatGPT just got done watching Miss Congeniality.
Or it can tell the future.
So
the future.
Before now, wait. I think you jumped ahead a step, Cam.
Uh-oh.
Into the future?
We're going to go around the table and share what we think our own wife, what they would
I'm
want
not doing
for
that.
Their dream day.
That's a trap.
How is it a trap?
It's a trap.
It's a trap for you because Lisa listens.
You wouldn't. You shouldn't get in trouble.
This is a learning experience
for all of us. We're going to find out.
Her and Kara are the only ones that do.
I've got the answers. At the end of this, we're going to know. This is like a cheat.
I'm not doing it.
That's
cheating after you take the test.
By playing the game.
But Mother's Day is coming up. You can do this.
I got you.
Yeah.
So was it genius?
It was. He's just looking out for
Jesus.
Yeah, boy.
Under the guise.
Yes, sir.
Jenny is whatever one on that list is the cheapest.
Doubt it.
It better be.
I highly doubt it. I think my wife would be the cheapest.
No, that's true.
So
we'll see.
Around the table, who wants to go first? What do you think your wife would want?
Well, just why don't you read it and then we'll all fight.
No,
for whose wife it is.
We have to give our own input what we think.
Oh,
the perfect
first.
I'm opting out of the draft.
No, you're not. Be a man.
I am a man.
How are we doing?
That's why I'm sticking to my principles.
So here, I'll go first.
Okay.
If I had to guess what Jess's perfect Mother's Day would be, there would be absolutely no cleaning, no cooking. She would probably wake up at like 5:30 in the morning.
Ew. Why? It's her day off. Stay in bed, you weirdo.
She'd probably wake up at 5:30 and go to the gym. Probably want to come home to breakfast and the kids up. Maybe some flowers. And from there, I'm at a loss. I would be
then
like,
you
the
just
start.
Leave her alone. You take the kids away and leave her alone and quiet.
Yeah, probably. Maybe
it's
that.
Mother's Day. Kids are involved.
Maybe no, that. Reading some books. It.
The best Mother's Day is not having to be mom.
Yeah.
Dude, that's exactly. Yeah. I think so. I think, yes. I think maybe reading a book, maybe a hot bath. I think that's about it. Maybe ending the day watching a show. I think that's what would sum it up.
I'll go next.
Okay.
I think Jenny's would be, so where it's on a Sunday, she'd want to make sure we wake up, make it to church, but she would want that morning to be hers. Like, so I wake up early enough to make sure the kids are fed, dressed, ready to go, and she doesn't have to do a lick of it. And then
that's bad parenting.
Like I said, Mother's Day is about not being mom.
I think it's what is this? Opposite day? It's Mother's Day. That means you take care of the things.
Hey, mom, I'm not here.
I would probably say some kind of sentimental homemade gift from the kids.
That's a good one. I can see
And then kind of same thing as far as just having her take it really easy. She doesn't have to do like she's mom, of course, but the fun side of mom. She doesn't have to do the cooking, the cleaning, like you said. Any punishments if the kids are on one, like I handle 100% of it to where it just basically just make the day as easy as possible for her.
Gotcha.
And then, yeah. I don't know.
We should do a flip-flop. What would guys want?
For business as usual.
That's what you'd want for Father's Day?
Business as usual.
Business as usual. That train's never late.
Okay. Zach, you want to go? What would Carol want?
The only thing I can think of is probably a hotel room somewhere.
By herself?
Yeah. Just for her.
Just for her.
Just for her?
No
just
kidding, really.
Kids. Yeah, something
that's
like
bad
that.
Parenting. Just
total isolation.
A little jacuzzi.
A jacuzzi.
Jess has often said that she's wanted to go just yeah, stay just in a hotel by herself.
Isolate her, rejuvenate, just
be in a robe all day watching smutty TV.
Smutty.
Read her books.
Yeah. Her smutty books. She reading that weird Kingdom. She read 50 Shades of Grey, didn't she? Uh-huh. And she watched movies. Mm-hmm. So she's probably watching that or reading that other weird popular book right now. Is she reading a book right now?
The documentary of Pornhub.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Just kidding.
What's Pornhub?
I just heard this story about this book that all these ladies are reading, and it's just smut.
Probably. I don't
know. It's like Kingdom of... I don't know. Kingdom.
I know what you're talking
about.
You
know what I'm talking about? Is she reading it?
I think Jess did. I don't think it's that dirty.
It was just... My friend told me some of what was going on in it.
I don't think it's nearly as dirty as 50 Shades. Because I think it's that, does it have to do with dragons?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
There's probably some dragons.
There's dragons in it. Yeah,
I think so.
Lisa read that, yeah, but there was no changes in the house. I thought there'd be some changes in the house. There was nothing.
Which one? She'd come in wearing a rider outfit or something, she didn't wanting to ride a dragon.
She was brought home a saddle, not for a horse.
Yeah,
I don't know, search popular.
No, Chris even happened. Walked in dressed like his
popular
AI picture.
I started wearing a suit every day.
Smutty books. Best smut books. 1,305 of them, according to Goodreads.
Oh my gosh, you know what we should do for an episode? We should just start reading little excerpts from these books.
Yes! At random.
Yeah.
In Gen Z or whatever.
We still need to do our
a
Amazon.
A Court of Mist and Fury. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Do Not Disturb.
Which one?
Hotel Sex Stories book trailer.
A
Court of Mist
Fury?
And Fury.
No, yep. That's not the one about. I'm thinking of.
Yep, Kara's read those.
Jess is reading some medieval type book with a bunch of dragons, and there's like some provocative scene in it.
Bunch of
like one chapter or something went kind of viral on social media where people were reading it and reenacting it as other characters.
Provocative.
Anyway.
Excerpt? Is that how you spell it? Whatever. Why not?
Give me a
copyright,
random
probably
excerpt from a smutty book.
Ask him why. Just
I
say
can't
why not.
Do that, says ChatGPT.
Freaking AI is revolting. Why? Sharing explicit. Oh, goes against my guideline. However, if you have any other questions or need assistance, fine.
Thanks for understanding. Shut up.
Don't be. My gosh, I can't think.
Okay, so Chris, what would Lisa want on Mother's Day?
Some GD peace and quiet.
That's just bad parenting.
Yeah, it is, 100%. That's why I gotta keep her in line.
This train's never late.
Where's my breakfast?
She'd be wanting breakfast in bed.
You know what Lisa wants for Mother's Day? She wants to make me breakfast.
She's gonna write something down that sounds good on paper.
That's the one thing
she wants to
thinking.
Sit in bed and watch Teen Mom Reunion.
Oh gosh.
Over and over.
Yes.
Gay. 100%.
Empire?
Okay, what she would want.
Really? Teen Mom Reunion?
Oh, dude, she's in the Teen Mom stuff.
Yeah.
Kara was at 1.2, and it's just
terrible. It's so terrible.
How old are they now?
I go, you know that's taking up brain space, right? And she's like, huh? I enjoy it. That's like, ugh.
How old are they now if they're having a reunion?
I bet you they're late 20s.
They're not teens anymore.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you figured during the teens, they were probably about 16 years old.
No. She said Fourth Wing and then Iron Flame, first and second book. So, yeah.
She would not want, she would want to be relieved.
Kara's read those too.
She's obsessed with those. She's like super stoked about, because I guess they're making it into a series or a movie.
I think Kara's read those as well.
And she is like super excited about it.
Is there going to be a director's cut?
I don't know.
But she like she's kind of like wildly obsessed with dragons.
Oh, dragons are.
What was that?
The
what
heck was that? Hover over that.
Oh.
It looks like a ball sack.
Well, it's close. It's the weenus.
It's a dragon wing.
Oh, it's the freaking
yeah, it's the weenus. Okay.
Yeah, it's a dragon
wing.
It took
me a minute. I was so confused.
Dragons are cool.
It's the bat wing.
Oh, weird.
Man. No, she'd want to be relieved and just have, I bet, she says
you and that
time.
Word, relieved. Every time.
It's a legitimate word. Get word. Your mind out of the gutter.
So, I gotta say, I was listening to, I recently got into the new Tosh podcast, and Daniel Tosh.
Yeah.
It's freaking hilarious,
I
by the way.
I had one.
But he interviews like a mind guru. She's like about meditations and Reiki, that kind of stuff. Mm. And he asks her if her and her boyfriend have ever had like a certain kind of sex where you don't touch. It is more of like a energy sex.
Energy, yeah. Yeah. I've seen the clips on that.
And I can't. I can't. Anyway, she was talking about how like, sorry, this might get a little.
Graphic?
Not like graphic, but talking about. Toys.
Leave it to Tony.
Coming from you. Yeah, right. she just talks about, she's like, well, it's hard to arouse a woman, so something different like this is always nice. And he's like, I guess, yeah, if you don't have a vibrator. And she's like, well, don't you ever want to arouse your wife without having to use a battery operated? And he's like, ours is solar. He's like, and she's like, oh, that, so it lasts a long time. He's like, yeah, well, only if she's outside.
He has a flashlight on it.
But that just cracked me up. I don't know why I thought of
crank.
That.
like those old egg beaters.
Steam powered.
Nuclear.
Locomotive engine.
Whoop, whoop. That's how you know.
Oh, man.
Steam power.
Anything else for Lisa?
She just wanted quiet. Well, she, I don't know. She's different. With certain, it depends on her mood. She's so social. Like, whenever we try to do anything, like anniversary, we go try to plan an anniversary. She's like, should we invite anybody? I was like, it's our anniversary. Like, what?
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. No. So I don't know.
I guess to add to, speaking of just the social side of it, to add to Jenny, she would want to, like, plan a dinner with her family, hang out with her mom and sisters, and do, like, a, I could see that, too.
I guess I would do that for her on Mother's
Day. Go up to Idaho? Cam?
I think she would want to wake up to breakfast. Probably would want to take a nice like bath bomb type bath.
Bath bombs are nice.
You know what I mean? Like,
yep. Add
so
that one
be to... completely left alone.
Yep.
Read a book. Whenever,
what is it about reading
crimes.
Books?
I don't know, man. Girls are weird.
Jenny doesn't read. She
it
can.
Shows.
She can. she can. She doesn't. There's a difference.
That was Zach getting back at you for all those carrot jokes in that one fell swoop.
That was good.
It shows.
Coming from yours, man. Who reads the smut.
Yep. She would either want to, I think she would want to go somewhere peaceful and quiet, or... maybe have me, like, after, you know, the kids give her some fun little presents they made or whatever, and she'd want me to take them away. Let her relax.
Take the kids away?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant the gifts.
No, the kids.
Yeah. All right, throw this trash in the garbage.
Reverse Christmas.
And then probably just hang out at home, watch a movie or something.
Yeah.
Nice. I hope that's all.
No fancy dinner nights out for any of them then, huh?
No, not usually, because Mother's Day is usually on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's us too.
Always on a Sunday.
Oh, at least I'd want to go to dinner.
Yeah. Maybe she might want like a nice Italian dinner.
All right. So here, I don't know what would be better, if I should hand them out or if I should actually, no, I'll just do this. I'll just read them one by one. So the first person on this list said,
I hate this challenge.
Why?
I'm just being negative. I have a feeling it's going to be easy. I don't know.
I want to not be mom for a day. Sleep in, not have to deal with kids fighting, watch a show or read a book. Not having to ask for help cleaning the house, I love being a mom, but sometimes I just need a day.
Jenny.
No, she said read.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
She did say read a book.
No, I still think it's Jenny because I think Jenny wants to read.
Oh.
But if you ask her, she just doesn't have the time to do it.
Oh.
So okay. I think it's Jenny.
Got you. Okay, so the first one
we think it's Jenny. Okay.
Second, a few hours out by myself, followed by some quality family time. I don't want to have to cook or clean the entire day. Jess. I just want to spend time with my family doing something fun.
Jess.
I'd love to enjoy all the fun parts of being a mom without the normal daily responsibilities nagging in the back of my head all day.
Jess.
Okay.
What do you... Oh, you know.
I don't know the answers. I could see that definitely being Jess. 100%. Okay, number three. 100% alone time out of the house for a day, but in reality, I'll take a nice French toast breakfast, a new plant and book, a time to relax in the bath alone with grilled chicken dinner or chicken teriyaki.
Shaylee.
100% Shaylee. Not even a doubt.
She likes grilled chicken and chicken teriyaki.
Yep, and she loves plants for some reason.
All women do.
Even though they die.
Dude, the French toast. Oh,
yeah,
man.
French toast.
Freaking
too.
Love French toast.
Oh, yeah, I love French toast.
Yeah, I'm going to need
that's
that
my favorite
out.
Breakfast.
Oh, it's so good. Have you ever ground up bacon and then actually made it with it?
No.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Who shared the bacon popcorn?
Oh, the that video. Was me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll try it.
The guy. So who's that guy?
He's your favorite guy. The
one that says, come here. Come close.
Come close.
Oh, Jordan the Stallion?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So he puts popcorn kernels in bacon grease after he's done making the bacon. And then cooks it on a skillet over the oven, pops it in the bacon grease. Oh.
And then he sprinkles brown sugar over it. And he was just like dying. He was what? Like, it was the best thing ever.
Dude, you could even do that with a popcorn maker, though. The oil ones.
Yeah.
Just pour the bacon, the grease in there. Mm.
Would it permanently taint it with bacon, though?
I mean, is that a bad thing?
I mean, eventually I'm going to want buttered popcorn again.
You can always put butter.
Now you got buttered bacon popcorn.
Yeah, buddy. You're just making it better.
It's like Jim Gaffigan says. He's better like, butter bacon. So good, they wrap other food in bacon to make it better.
That's yeah. true.
Right.
That's
what true. Other food sounds like a round of applause when you're baking it?
How the crowd goes wild.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, here we go. Number four. I would love for the day just to run smooth. I want the kids to get along, to spend time snuggling each one of them, husband included. I would love for an easy, good dinner and then go on a walk as a family. But if we're talking gift-wise, I would love to have some alone time by buying myself a fun drink and then go to the store and pick myself out a shirt or maybe even some decor for the house. Just a little pick-me-up alone time.
That might
I
be
think
Jenny.
That is Kara.
Oh, man. Well,
wait, no, she said shopping. Is that Lisa?
I'm changing.
Is that Lisa?
Because she likes to shop.
I don't know.
She says she doesn't like to shop. She likes to shop.
I think I got to hold off on that one and hear number five.
I think I'm going to switch those
I think
two.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Yep.
Just
does that sound like Kara?
So the one that we said
that
was
last
Jenny
one?
Is yeah. going to be... Uh-huh.
I think that one's Kara, dude. Because no. She says fun drink, and she's the only one
she's
that I know
she's the one that
loves,
like, Swig
and
all
those.
That crap. Like,
loves Jess, it. I would say Jess, but...
If Jess switched it and Kara wrote, like, Fizz...
No, I mean, maybe. She might have blocked
Kara,
out.
Kara Jenny, doesn't want to snuggle
Jenny
the girls.
Likes her Fizz and Swig, but not to that extent, but she does like it occasionally as just
maybe this is Jess.
Does Lisa drink a lot of Swig or Fizz?
This might be them? Jess, because... Drink could be coffee for her, and she loves coffee. Mm. That could. Actually
they left
be
it
Jess.
As drink to yeah. throw us off.
Yeah, she might have like swapped some of the words.
It's definitely.
All right,
common.
Number five. Oh, this one's. I can already tell who this one is. My ideal Mother's Day would be a breakfast ready. Would be breakfast ready by the time I wake up. Bacon, eggs over easy, and homemade hash browns.
Lisa.
Then. This one, I mean, this one gives it away. Then a razor ride through the mountains with a picnic lunch.
Oh,
I was
going to
say that.
Then grilled steak and shrimp for dinner, also not cooked by me.
Lisa.
100%.
That is 1,000%.
Made
Lisa.
It easy.
So three and five. Three is Shaylee, 100%. Mm-hmm. Five is Lisa, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to say The fun drink one, I think is Jenny.
What was the first one again?
I don't know. I still think yours is, I think Jenny is number one because I'm reading it.
But the reading thing, though, is Kara.
I think.
What was the first one again?
The first one was, I want to not be a mom for a day.
I like turtles.
Not have to deal with kids fighting, watch a show, or read a book. Not having to ask for help cleaning the house. Don't get me wrong.
See, no offense. That's what throws me off because Kara doesn't clean the house.
My first thought was like,
shots fired.
My first thought when reading that was like, clearly not my wife because I'm the one who asks people to help clean.
Oh, shoot.
That shot out way too fast. I am sorry.
No, you're not.
Well, you're sleeping therapy. On the couch.
I was going to say, that's kind of how therapy works. What do they call those? It's like, okay, just I'm going to just shotgun fire. And just, yeah.
I have a feeling that one is 1,000% Jenny because the last line I feel really gives it away. Don't get me wrong. I love being a mom, but sometimes I just need a day. That sounds 1,000% Jenny.
I think so. I'm going to hold up.
Whose kids fight more?
Really? Oh, my kids fight like nobody's business.
You beat them?
My kids are just rowdy. They don't really fight, but they're just rowdy.
No. Kara has been better at cleaning the house a lot lately, especially cleaning up after Loki.
It's a new house. Like, there's that new new house thing.
It's the new house thing, but
it goes
like,
away.
It's like white shoes. You only do it for so long.
It's easier to keep it clean when it's already clean. Your other house, you know, it was a loss.
Yeah. We're past the point of no return.
When this one reaches that, you're going to move again.
Yeah, it's
true.
I'm going to have to say, I do think.
I can see the first one being Kara.
I think number four is Kara, the getting a drink one. I would love for the day just to run smooth. I want the kids to get along and to spend time snuggling each one of them, husband included. I would love for an easy, good dinner and then go on a walk as a family. But if we're talking gift-wise, I would love to have some alone time buying myself a fun drink and then go to the store for a pick to pick myself out a shirt or maybe even some decor for the house.
Shirt or decor?
I mean, that one could be just too, though.
Decor for the house... That part I could
because Jess loves to shop, but not like she just loves to go out and look at things. Like she doesn't really like Kara,
Kara has always asked to go on walks as a family, so that's what leans me towards that one. But
I have a
feeling saying snuggling the kids, she doesn't want to snuggle the kids. When she says husband included, that makes
maybe
sense.
Maybe she don't think she wants to.
Yeah,
Maybe she just wants to.
Why do you say she doesn't?
Because they're all
she's
brats.
Wow, Shane.
Zach's happy in his family.
Your family loves you.
Okay, so
our kids are at that age right now where you just want to kill them. They're right at that age where they're not being cute anymore. They're being sassy and snots.
So they're older than 3 months and younger than 18.
I need them to get into their
25.
I need all of them to get in their teenage years a little bit more.
Got you.
They're just at that moment where they all fight with each other, and that's what makes them.
That's tough.
Makes it hard.
So the parts with four that make me think it's Jenny is the cuddling and the going on walks, because
see, and I could say the same thing for
Jess. Buying decor for the house because again we're in the same boat you are. Our house is still new and pretty plain, but
okay. So I might say two might be Jess.
Read two again.
A few hours out by myself, followed by some quality family time. I don't want to have to cook or clean the entire day. I just want to spend time with my family doing something fun.
See, I think the few hours out by herself is the gym time that you were talking about.
Yeah. I'd love to enjoy all the fun parts of being a mom without the normal daily responsibilities nagging me in the back of my head all day. The way she's also written that, that's how Jess writes.
Right.
She doesn't do all caps, which is, I feel
didn't
like
she write all of
Kara
them?
Does. No, there's some words she's done in caps.
So, okay, I'm gonna name
Jenny
it.
Jenny does all caps.
Yeah, Jenny does.
Yeah,
I don't know. Okay, should we see?
That's just Jenny's personality.
I'm gonna say so. Final
vote.
I'm gonna say, Jenny, Jess, Shaylee, Kara, Lisa.
Okay.
Dilly.
Are we in agreement?
I'll take it.
Let's find out.
Except I'm not going to be surprised.
Cam is going to be pumped because he already knows his answer.
Yep.
And same with Chris.
Yeah. One and four, both in the same. I feel like.
All right, number one, Kara.
Ah, see, it's
I switched
four.
Them.
Four is Jenny then.
Yep. I switched them.
Ding.
So does that the real response?
Yes.
Do the real response.
Kara, Zach's wife. I want to be mom for a day, sleep in, not have, watch a show, read a book, not have to ask for help cleaning the house. Don't get me wrong, I love being a mom, but sometimes I just need a day. So that one didn't have anything remitted. So that one was Kara.
Spot on.
So there's your cheat code.
Number two is Jess. A few hours out by myself, followed by some quality family time. I don't want to have to cook, clean the entire day. I just want to spend time with my family doing something fun. I'd love to enjoy all the parts of being a mom without the normal daily responsibilities nagging me in the back of my head all day. Number three, without any question, was Shaylee.
Yup.
100% alone time out of the house for the day, but in reality, I'll take a nice French toast breakfast, a new plant and book, and time to relax in the bath alone with grilled chicken dinner or chicken teriyaki. Where does she like her chicken teriyaki or chicken?
That's personal.
From?
Grilled chicken. Yeah. Where does she like it?
There.
Well, a restaurant.
What's that one
Where do
place?
You make it?
Like teppanyaki style?
No. No, there's like a, what is it, like teriyaki grill? It's the one by Winco. Is one she's really liked.
Oh, I think it is
just called Teriyaki Grill or something.
Yeah,
like.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
She really likes that one.
Number four is Jenny. I would love for just the day to run smooth. I want the kids to get along and spend time snuggling each one of them, husband included. I would love for an easy, good dinner and then to go on a walk as a family. But if we're talking gift-wise, I would love to have some alone time buying myself a fun drink and then go to the store and pick out a shirt or maybe some even decor. Just a little pick-me-up alone time. And number five is Lisa.
Yeah.
My ideal Mother's Day would be a breakfast ready by the time I wake up.
Bacon, she wakes up at 5:30.
Eggs over easy with homemade hash browns and a razor right through
Put
the
Put in microwave.
Picnic lunch, then a grilled steak and shrimp for dinner. Also not cooked by me.
You want to know how I should have known four was Jenny? It was the most wordy.
Do you know how I knew Lisa's was her? Homemade hash browns. As soon as she said homemade hash browns, I was like, yeah, 100%.
How do you do your homemade hash browns? You talking cubed or shredded?
Shredded.
Well, they're not hash browns if they're cubed.
They're like Southern style.
They're still,
they're still hash browns. Yeah. I do them cubed from potatoes.
She likes those too.
Zach, the only reason is because I don't like to. Do you use like the cheesecloth to strain the moisture out? Because when you shred it, it's just too goopy.
No, dude. I use poor man's cheesecloth. I use Bounty.
Oh, paper towel?
Yeah.
Nice. Good to know.
Hey, that works, man.
Good to know.
It does.
Well, there you go, gents. There's your cheat code.
Yeah, baby.
I was going to say razor ride, but I thought she just said she
Zach
likes it for me.
Zach looks deep in thought, though. I just want to ask.
No.
I don't even know my wife. No.
I feel bad about my comment earlier. I do feel bad about that.
That everybody heard it, or?
No.
That he got cut?
No. Because I know Kara's going to take offense to it, and I didn't mean it that way. It's more of a joke.
It's a joke.
She does.
Oh,
does
the cleaning thing.
Yeah,
it's a joke.
It's a joke.
We know it's a joke.
I made one too. My wife does love cleaning.
We all make jokes about our wives.
My wife does love Team Mom though, and it drives me nuts.
No,
she's like, well, I got to see how it finishes. I was like, it's never going to end, honey.
We know how it finishes. This is why we have juvenile delinquents.
No.
Just kidding.
Oh my gosh. Okay, before we dig ourselves any deeper of graves in this podcast, I'm going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in. Hashtag for the day will be Teen Mom. Down
Love it.
To below. We hope all of you that are mothers have a very happy Mother's Day. Reach out to your mom on Mother's Day. Thank her for giving birth to you. And we'll see you guys here next time.
Love you guys.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Arrivederci.
Thanks for being part of this crowd.